ABC Radio Australia.
An estimated 16,000 people have been affected by drought conditions in the Federated States of Micronesia, where in some parts it hasn't rained for 3 months. President Wesley Simina on Tuesday declared a state of emergency, saying the situation is likely to worsen in the coming months. Reporter Mackenzie Smith spoke to UNICEF Pacific's Chief of North Pacific, Cromwell Bakaresa, for an update.
As many of you know, Micronesia is a region consisting of hundreds of islands in the North Pacific, and majority of its islands are currently facing severe drought conditions, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. So just yesterday, as you alluded earlier, His Excellency President Wesley Simina declared the national emergency. The president has cited that based on reports, weather reports and forecasts, the country will be experiencing extreme and unusual low precipitation, and it is anticipated that this condition will to intensify in the next coming months. So the drought is affecting communities in different ways, especially for those who rely on rainwater harvesting. A lot of all these islands rely on rainwater harvesting as a source of water for drinking and water for cooking. And these are the people who are mostly affected. But not only that, no, because those people who are also using wells. In times of drought, the salinity levels of water that are that is being gathered by in wells, their salinity level increase, thereby the water becomes salty for drinking. So they are also affected. So based on the reports we receive, we are estimating around 16,000 of the population are affected, and 40% of these are children, and this affected population are urgently needs water supply. So this is just not about dry conditions or saltwater intrusion. It poses a major risk to public health. It's about it's also affecting the livelihoods of the people, their agriculture, their way of life across this very vulnerable island. So it's a situation that demands our attention and collective action.
What supplies are needed right now, and how confident are you that these will reach the communities affected in time?
Thank you very much. That's a very important question. As you know, with the geographical spread, although these islands are small, but it's actually covering a huge area, no, wider than the continental U.S. So because of this geographical spread and challenges in logistics, all the more providing immediate response is a bit of a challenge. But with the leadership of the national and state authorities, we were able to provide assistance. The national government, state governments have already provided food, water. And for UNICEF, we are actively engaged in providing vital support to these communities. One of our key interventions is the distribution of Wash Dignity kits, which are very essential for maintaining hygiene and ensuring access to clean water at these challenging times. So, for instance, these kits contain soap, water containers, hygiene products. Addressing critical needs, we were also able to distribute first aid kits for schools in those outer islands. We were able to also mobilize our preposition supplies thanks to our sister UN agency, IOM. We have preposition supplies in Yap and Chuuk. And because of this preposition supplies, it really help us to efficiently provide those preposition supplies to the government to be sent to those affected communities. And further to this, our efforts are closely coordinated with government. The president has assigned the Department of Emergency Management to take the lead on this one, with support from state state governments. And with their leadership, we were able to provide this supplies through them, through their mechanism. So collaboration with local partners is really essential because of very limited logistics. There is no other way. There are no airstrips, very limited vessels. So it has it's really important to work hand in hand under the leadership of the government. So in addition to providing relief supplies, we also engage in longer term initiatives aimed to building more resilient communities. For instance, we are introducing a drinking water safety and security plan to these affected communities, where in a way that by investing in these sustainable long-term solutions, the community will be empowered to mitigate future shocks or future crises that will be happening in the future.